In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today, my brothers, we are going to talk about the divine liturgy in the life of His Holiness Pope Kyrillos VI. His Holiness Pope Kyrillos VI was a true role model for all of us, like spiritual leader, who led his people by example. He taught the whole generation how to pray. He taught the whole generation how to attend the liturgy and what's the liturgy in its essence. He led by example. He showed his congregation how vital, how indispensable is the liturgy in our spiritual life, like inseparable part from the way throughout to the kingdom of God. How bad we need nowadays to restore that faith, that prayers, that the liturgy, if we attend it in the proper manner, how much we can gain from that? How much is the yield? Not theoretical, but practical. If we embrace that faith, our life will be changed and never be the same. Liturgy can bring about marvelous results regarding different types of afflictions, diseases, ailments, tribulations, problems beyond our imagination. But it needs faith and it needs courage to put it into practice and to exercise and teach our offsprings how to do so. We do try hard to concentrate and to pull ourselves together in order to concentrate during the divine liturgy by different methods, by different means. That was not the case with His Holiness Pope Kyrillos VI. That was his norm. He was living in his liturgies, the divine liturgy, all day long, all the days of his life. And the exception was to deal with the earthly and worldly matters due to his responsibility as the head of the church. The exception is to deal with the earthly as needed, the earthly matters. Conversely, we are trying bad during the divine liturgy to concentrate and to keep track and to check ourselves every now and then, repeatedly over and over again, especially when Abuna prays, "Where is your heart?" or "Lift up your heart." We answer and we try to be sincere. We have them with God. His Holiness Pope Kyrillos VI was a pioneer in different aspects. Starting from the divine liturgy to take place every day. Now, this is normal for us. We got accustomed to that. But that was not the case before His Holiness took over the papacy. Another thing, raising the incense. His predecessors used to sit on their papal seats and assign another priest or bishop, whoever is available, to take over and how to raise incense while they are sitting on their thrones or their papal seat. This was not the case with Pope Kyrillos VI. He tried to have this bond between his sheep, personal bond, with every single one of his congregation. While he is doing so, he's asking about the problems. He's asking about every single member of the family. Irrespective of how long the person met him, when was the last time, he still remembered him by name. This was a special gift from God. And asking him about every single member of the family. How is he doing? If there is affliction, if there is a problem, is it solved or need further prayer? Whether to, like, Thanksgiving prayer, if it was solved, or continue our supplication until the fruit arrives. That was not the case before Pope Kyrillos VI. Being pioneer in those different aspects always comes with blessings. The good beginnings, the good starts, are always accompanied with blessings. His Holiness Pope Kyrillos was very committed to the altar. Starting from raising the incense in the Vespers, like now, and the second day, raising the incense for the prime before the paramount, or the top of which, the top of all, the feast or the greatest banquet, the liturgy or the divine liturgy. He loved to do so very early, sometimes even before the dawn. As it said in the Bible, those who seek me early will find me, the Proverbs 8. It's well known that Pope Kyrillos prayed more than 12,000 masses during his life. Since he was ordained a priest monk, back in 1931 at El Baramos Monastery, until he died, he departed in 1971. If we exclude the last 5 years due to the severity of his ailments, his diseases, he got a thrombus which affected and put his life on the verge couple of times. So if we exclude the last 5 years due to his illness, you are talking about like more than 12,000. Let us take the 12,000 as a number, divided by this amount, this number of years, you are talking about like 340 plus per year, almost every day. Of course, it's a record. Through his prayers, through the liturgy, he managed, with God's grace, to heal diseases. He managed to do reformation and rectify attitude of his sons and daughters, as we will see together tonight. He managed to acquire great comfort, especially during the hard times. As we all read or know, that he had troubles with his own sons of El Majlis El Milli. Of course, during this, we are sojourners, so we expect that life his ups and downs, and tribulations definitely will come, and Jesus said it crystal clearly for us, to prepare, not to be down or to feel down. Pope Kyrollos, during that hardship, managed to get a very high heavenly comfort due to the divine liturgy, as we will see together. As an example for reformation or rectification of the demeanor of his sons, it came to his knowledge that one of the deacons were mocking or criticizing the priest, that during his prayers, he almost had no tone while he is praying. He waited until a chance came, and both the priest and the deacon were attending. And after the Mass, he asked the deacon, "Did you hear how did Abuna pray?" He said, "Yes." He said he was praying from the deepest, sincere heart, from the depth of his heart. If the earth has two or three like this Abuna, God would have turned away his wrath. The deacon got the message, and he asked for forgiveness from His Holiness Pope Kyrollos and the priest. Without putting him down, without being aggressive, just a simple notice, friendly notice, from a real father to his son. Of course, we all lost count how many diseases were healed through the Divine Liturgy. One of them, a lady got like a serious disease in her eyes. And while His Holiness was praying the liturgy, from the depth of her heart, she raised her heart and asked that God would, through the prayers of Pope Kyrollos, would heal her from this eye disease. Not so long before the Mass concluded, she felt like strange hands grabbing her head, and intense heat is emerging throughout her face, to the degree that she sweat profusely. She felt significant improvement. When she went back to her doctor, he told her that your eyes were endangered with this disease, but according to what I see now, as if you had brand new eyes. As an example of solving the problems, on the Easter's Eve of 1965, His Holiness was praying the Divine Liturgy at St. Mina Monastery, and he was so overwhelmed, and his spirit was very bitter. During the liturgy, he asked his disciple, the deacon, serving with him, to switch off the lights. So, in a good faith, he did it. He put it into practice. And he wept heavily, like never before. The tears fell on the Qurban, on the flesh of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. He continued. And when he finished, he asked his disciple, who served with him. Did you see the visitors? He said, what visitors? He said there was no place, there was no space for an extra souls of the visitors. They asked me to switch off the light. That's why I ordered you to do so. He got heavenly comfort, great heavenly comfort like never before, to let him overcome this pain which comes from the dearest, which comes from his own sons. In one of the letters to a newly ordained priest, monk priest, priest monk, he wrote so. He advised him that Saint Isaac said when the priest offers the bread and wine on the altar, the Holy Spirit descends on them to provide the means for forgiveness for all the creation. Like we are hearing every now and then, earthquakes in New Zealand, tsunami in the north, in the southeast of Asia, involving different countries. Many islands are threatened to be demolished from the face of the earth. If we had such level of responsibility that the divine liturgy will tender God's heart to the extent that it, as if it is prayer on the behalf of the whole nature, our life would be totally different. He doesn't do the prayers during the liturgy automatically. Like, I guess when somebody like His Holiness prayed more than 12,000, he got bored, got used to, he knows it like as if he is reading from his palm. But every time he stood before the altar, he felt as if he is a debutant, as if he is a novice, first timer. We need badly to have such feeling every time we come to the church, especially to attend the divine liturgy. Also, he wrote in one of his letters for the congregation that they shouldn't be slothful, like lazy, especially when it comes to attending the liturgy. Every day during the divine liturgy, he asked them to entreat God to preserve them with his mighty hands and to embrace them and protect them from every evil or akin to evil, like semi-evil. Now let us stop for a second. When we do that, are we doing it with that spirit, with this mindset, or just like we used to come every Sunday and let us go to the church and that's it? And as we go, as we leave, nothing has changed. At least we need to be sincere with each other, everybody with himself. There should be a set of preparation so that I have such feeling and such blessings taught to us by His Holiness Pope Kyrillos VI. At least there is a deadline. We cannot stay awake beyond that time. We need to sleep early. Sometimes we have special attraction, flight of idea just comes across your mind, that it's time now today on the eve of the Mass to read a spiritual book. And you can read it till the midnight or maybe beyond. We need to figure out these trials from the devil, who is the liar. Of course, he doesn't care about us, but he's trying to make us very tired to the extent that by the time we wake up next morning, we have troubles in getting ready at the proper time. We need to cleanse ourselves from inside out. We need to wear the suitable attire that suits this holy feast, this miracle of the miracles. The fathers of our beloved church, they say that even angels do envy us. The angels, they are not allowed but to praise God. But we are ingesting the creator of the whole universe. What a privilege. Even we are surpassing the angels and the archangels. They cannot do so. But it's free for me and you. Every Sunday, not only every Sunday, especially during this time of the year, the holiest time of the year, almost every day. Thank to God and thank to His Holiness, Pope Kyrollos. Again, in his writings for his beloved sons and daughters, he mentioned that if you had an appointment with a friend, surely you wouldn't neglect it. By hook or crook, you will manage to be ready at the certain proper time. Is God any less than a friend? This is not my question, this is his. Is God any less than a friend? As God said, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. John 6. We need to take it and put it into practice sincerely. In the year 1947, he moved to Masr al-Adima, where he built with the small vows of the believers, like small church, after his beloved intercessor, Saint Mina. Then, with God's grace, he expanded to build another guest house to accommodate the expatriate students. So they almost lived with him, day and night, going to their universities and coming back to continue their studies and to help in preparation of Al-Urban on the eve of the next day for the next day liturgy. Their thirst to the spiritual life was quenched by this intimacy with their beloved father. They saw a model, as Abu Nabshoy said, in Gil Muayesh, a living Bible in front before their eyes. So what richness those students, and how lucky they were. From them, many bishops were ordained, many monks, and for those that being like to live in the world, they were very successful, not on the career level, but spiritually, to be leaders in the Sunday schools and in different services of the church. They saw their father, waking up like 4 o'clock in the morning, raising incense for the Vespers. Sorry, for the prime. And then preparing the Orban while reciting the Psalms on a very light oven. So it would take a couple of hours. And they joined him. And then they all go to the next level, the second floor, where the chapel is, to enjoy the divine liturgy before they go to their university. Even on the last day of his life on earth, he was almost like crippled. He cannot do much exertion because of his illness. So before that, he asked to install loudspeakers in his cell. And as usual, he woke up like 5 in the morning to pray the prime and his special prayers, and then to listen to the divine liturgy in the loudspeakers installed on the walls of his cell. We cannot say but axios, 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 ava kirellos, piarchierevs. We pray for the Lord through the intercession of the Mother of the Savior, as he loved to call Saint Mary, the Ever Virgin, and His Holiness Pope Kyrillos VI. We beseech God to have mercy on us and to forgive us our sins and to encourage us and to help us to walk bravely in the way throughout to his kingdom. Glory to God forever. Amen.